That's Dr. Aziel, if you don't mind. Do you have a patient for me? I was in the middle of filing paperwork, and I needed a break anyway. But if this isn't an emergency... Ah, well then. Yes, I see. It seems your Neko does suffer from a classic case of being dead. Upon further examination, why yes. It seems your Neko has only used up most of their lives. That means they're only mostly dead. I believe they can be brought back, yes. Do you have a suitable payment ready? Oh, my sweet. That book is a bit out of date. As a doctor, I take a wide range of payments. To aid in simple necromancy, all I need are the materials for it and a bit of your life energy. For this case, I'd say about 2 months' worth. I would also accept about 30 ounces of gold, but that tends to be a bit harder to find. I can see it in your eyes how much they mean to you. Will you prefer them warm and with a heartbeat, or as a white? A white is like a zombie, but has free will and all the memories of the person you brought back. Because your Neko's soul is still attached to the body, we can reanimate it right now, and they can take control and continue living with just your magic power and a daily infusion of a potion that I can teach you how to make so they don't get stiff. The other option is a bit more involved and runs the risk of your Neko's soul getting lost while we work. We can still do it, but I warn you now. Then again, higher risk, higher reward. Then we first need a shrubbery and a herring and either lightning or a Van de Graaff generator. Oh, the look on your face. I'm kidding about all of those. I'll need some fresh hydrangea blossoms, spring water, and a drop of your blood. I'll provide the catalytic energy needed to restart the heart, okay? Bottled spring water is perfectly fine, just so long as it's not that filtered or distilled stuff. That might as well be raw sewage. The drop of blood is the catalyst for your magic. We'll need it for the mix. The last ingredient for the initial mix I'll provide, since I doubt any mortal will have it. If you get the rest of the ingredients, I'll start preparing the mixture. I guess it's just you and me for a few, little Neko. We'll have you fixed up soon enough. You'll have to drink this concoction daily for a while, but at least you'll be back with your mistress, right? Try not to get into any more trouble again, okay? And there we go. The esoteric ingredients are prepped and ready. The vial is ready as well. And don't worry. This is the only time we'll need the special ingredients. They're just there to reinvigorate you and help give your body a bit of a healing kick when I restart it. Excellent. These are good quality blooms. And the spring water is bottled, but definitely spring water. Thank goodness. Let's combine these with the ingredients I brought with me and boil them for a few, and we can get started. While that boils a bit, your Neko will still have to worry about post-death rigor mortis sitting in. They'll need to either eat hydrangea leaves or drink an infusion of them boiled in spring water every day for a while. A tea. At least until their joints loosen up. It may take up to a month, and you'll need to make sure they get plenty of exercise, okay? Oh no. As long as you follow my instructions, they'll be able to live out a full life as normal. Other than the hydrangea leaves for the next month, they can eat and drink as normal. My fee is 2 months of your life energy. Also, you still need to add a drop of blood to the initial potion. It should be ready, so whenever you could. Yes, please. I'll reduce the heat and it should just mix in fine. It should indeed. Thank you. Now we swirl it a bit and let it cool a little. And if you'll get it ready to pour down your Neko's poor throat, I'll get ready to cast. You're very welcome. And yes, just make sure it doesn't go into their lungs, okay? As soon as you're ready, I'll cast. Time to take control of your body, little Neko. Time to wake up. There you are. Take it slowly, okay? You've been dead for a while. Excellent. It's good to have you back with us. The easiest method is through a kiss, if you're up for that. Otherwise, I can take it through less direct methods. Just a normal kiss for my kind. I just lean down and... You might feel a bit lightheaded, so... Most healthcare issues we don't take nearly that much. You might want to sit down. Yes, it really is. If you ever need a metaphysical alignment, the cost is about 30 seconds worth. Being seen for a cold or the flu is around a minute or two. It's where I realign your internal energies for optimal flow. It can help with casting and thought and just generally makes living so much nicer. It's good for reducing pain and arthritis as well. If I had to describe it simply, it's a bit like having a spa day for your chakras. After you spent 2 months to bring back a loved one, and with the chance of extending your life expectancy with my services, 30 seconds worth of life energy is less than a drop in the bucket, isn't it? The choice is ultimately yours. I'll be available either for house calls or at the clinic whenever you're ready. The clinic is actually open 24/7 to cater to our nocturnal clientele. I'm usually there from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays, and I'm available for weekday house calls until midnight Eastern Time. I reserve weekends for my fiancé. You should probably bring your Neko in for a checkup after a week or two as well. I'd like to make sure they're settling in well and that there are no complications. Here's my card, just in case it's not in the book you used. Do you have any other questions? Thank you as well. It's been a pleasure.